Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. And as always, we are honored to have you share some of your time with us. And, you know, we're honored the fact that you guys are willing and able and ready to listen to what we have to say and what we have to share with you. As always, we try to bring you as much good information as possible. And we try to deliver that in an upbeat and positive tone. Again, sometimes it may not always come across as positive as we may want it to be. However, our intent is actually for your and our best interest, because we're looking for that win-win situation that hopefully the information that we share will be not only useful to you, but useful to those that you know and love, and that, you know, you'll take that information and move forward and do the things that you need to do so that you can prosper and develop a beautiful and fulfilling life for you, your family, and those that you care about. Anyway, today's show we're going to talk about the usual topic, or some of the usual topics. One of those is winning. Another one, are you winning or are you losing? You know, are you moving forward in your life? Are you living your dreams or are you not living your dreams? Are you staying stagnant? Are you not prospering, you know, as you go through this thing we call life? Or are you moving forward? Are you actually accomplishing the goals that you have? Or do you have a plan? Have you sat down and thought about what you want out of your life? And it doesn't matter when you start to look, you know, for what it is that you want, as in, you know, your age. Age doesn't matter. Like my show, age is nothing but a number. Age is nothing but a number. However, age is important. The sooner you start, the more of a head start you're going to have. However, having a head start doesn't mean that you're going to win or lose the race. It just means that you're in a better position than others. Why? Because you started preparing when other people were lacking and slacking. However, that still doesn't mean that you can't win. That still doesn't mean that you can't come out ahead. That still doesn't mean that you can't cross the finish line with a happy face and a feeling of accomplishment and knowing that you've done all the things that you needed to do. So please, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what your age, don't think that it's too late for you. And that's in a whole lot of things. That's in your relationship. That's in your finances. That's in anything that you want to do. You know, it's never too late to say I'm sorry. And it's also never too late to start making amends. Because whatever happened, whatever's going on in your life, let's be honest, you did it. So that healing process needs to happen. If your finances are lacking, then, you know, you're just going to have to work a little bit harder at it to get that nest egg and that comfort zone built up. So, yeah, it's going to be a little rougher for those of us that took our time and kind of, you know, thought that life was just going to fix all our problems for us. However, a little tough doesn't mean that you can't do it. Doesn't mean that you don't have the capabilities to do it, but you have to have that desire. You have to have that spirit. You have to have those things in place that are going to help you to win. And understand that they're going to help you to win in everything. You just need to apply them. And everything is one step at a time. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get on with the show. Let's start living in the moment. And let's start moving forward with the things that we need to do so that we can have the life that we want to have. Okay, to win or not to win? That's the question. Well, we kind of started off the show basically talking about what you need to do or what you feel you need to do to move forward. Well, first off, one of the things that you definitely need to do is you need to figure out what it is that you want. You know, a lot of us don't seem to really know what we want. You know, a lot of guys especially say that a lot of women don't know what they want. And I understand that. You know, we live in a dichotomy. We live in an environment where there's so many things thrown at us that are supposed to be good. So many things thrown at us that are supposed to be to our benefit. so many things that are thrown at us by marketers and advertisers that we that aren't really good for us. I don't know if any of you have noticed it lately, but there's been a rash of different law firms wanting to sue, you know, different companies, like, you know, the people that provided Prozac and other types of things for depression and things like that, because now they're linking these miracle drugs that were supposed to fix our problems to all of these different ailments. You know, they're linking them to cancer, they're linking them to birth defects, they're linking them to everything. But these were these quick fix tools, drugs, miracle things that were going to fix our problems. And then if you look at some people, you know, that thought that they needed drugs or medication, you know, to fix certain things. In some cases, it wasn't really that we needed drugs to fix those things. It was that we needed to make a change in our attitude, a change in how we did things. Well, me, myself, I'm one of those people that's more towards the natural remedy for things, more of the, you know, if you get out there and possibly do the work, you might actually reap a benefit. And I'm not saying work harder, you know, I'm not saying, you know, to become a workhorse or a slave, but I'm talking about doing the things that used to be common, that used to be that are necessary in order to build a relationship, to build a foundation, to build a trust. You know, one of my number one sayings is that nowadays we've got more characters in our world than we have people with character. And that doesn't change, or that hasn't changed, because every day, you know, I think that somebody is of a certain level of morality, character, you know, worth, and then I'm slowly shown that that's really not true. So again, the question is, to win or not to win. If you want to win in life, then you need to get a positive attitude. And from that positive attitude, you must take positive action. If you don't take positive action, then the results you're going to get are going to be the same results you've been getting. That's another thing. Ladies and gentlemen, in order for stuff to work, you have to actually put forth effort. You can't keep thinking that somebody's going to fix your problems. Your problems belong to who? They belong to you. So if they're your problems, then that means they're probably yours to fix. So if they're yours to fix, then that means you have to take an active role in doing something to fix them. And the same thing goes for if you're winning or if you're losing. You know, you look at any athlete that, you know, competes in any type of competition. What did they have to do to get to the level where they could compete? They had to practice. They had to sacrifice. They had to make adjustments. They had to make constant corrections. They had to get role models. They had to get people that were going to help them to cross that finish line, or to, you know, to win or get over that particular hurdle. Well, we're the same way. And most of us have a ton of coaches. We have a ton of people that are willing to give us the information. Sometimes that information, as I've said before, is sitting in a book in a library. You just need to take the time out of your busy schedule. Mind you, a busy schedule where most of us really aren't doing anything. But take the time out of your busy schedule to pick up that book, to listen to that tape, to, you know, pay attention to those people that have left a shining example for us to follow, and then follow that example. We can't keep looking at people that have not succeeded and probably aren't ever going to succeed and looking to them as our examples. Why? Because these are people that can't show you how to do it. One, they haven't done it themselves. So if they haven't done it themselves, how in the heck can they possibly show you how to do it or how to get it done or taken care of? They can't. Why can't they? Because they are ill-equipped. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the spirit. They don't have the drive to do it for themselves. So how could they do it for you? In order to win, we have to decide on what it is that we want and then what we're willing to do. What are the sacrifices? What's our burning desire? You know, many years ago, there was a warrior and a leader that used to travel distant lands. He traveled those distant lands to conquer. He wanted to improve his kingdom. He wanted to improve his empire. So after he conquered everything around him, he took those same principles that worked for him, and he put his men on a ship, and he went to far-off lands to conquer those lands. Well, in this one particular instance, he got to one of the lands that he was trying to conquer, and he realized that he was outmanned, outgunned, and in some cases, outsmarted, because he was fighting a foe that he wasn't prepared for. And that's kind of like the situations in our life. There will be occasions where we run into obstacles that we're really not prepared for. You know, we really didn't train for. We trained for a certain level of things, but there were things in there that we didn't expect. So what do we need to do? We need to change our tack. So that's partially what he did. He changed his tack, and he made little adjustments. Well, he saw that he was still fighting a battle that was very, very hard. So, again, he came over on ships. The only way back for him, the only way back for his men, was if they decided to retreat, was to get back on their ships. So what this leader, what this forward-thinking individual said was, you know what? He ordered to have his ships scuttled or burned. So he sent the order out, and some of his men went over to the ships. They, you know, rode over to the ships, and they set their ships on fire, and they burned them. And basically, the mindset is, gentlemen, now we fight and live, or we fight and die. But we can't give up. Why can't we give up? We can't give up because we have no other way to get back home. We can't run. We can't surrender. We can't throw down our arms. So we either fight or we die. So we fight and win and live, or we don't fight and die, or we fight and die. But we are going to make our stand here. That sent a very powerful message. Why? Because nobody wants to die. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, in life, you have to put yourself in a position where it's either sink or swim. It's either me or them. It's either I'm going to do this or I'm not going to do this. However, that does not mean that you need to give up your moral stance. That does not mean you need to give up your principles. But anyway, for this gentleman, it was a very brave undertaking. A person who wins in any undertaking must be willing to burn their ships, to cut their sources of retreat. Only by doing so can you ensure and maintain a state of mind and knowing, as in a burning desire to win. It's the essential to success, ladies and gentlemen. It's the essential thing to success. Because opportunities come around us all. Opportunities present themselves in a very interesting, different types of ways. What one person, there was an old saying, you know, one person's trash is another man's treasure. And that saying is true. That saying is very true. Because if that wasn't the case, then could somebody please explain to me why places like rental center and pawn shops and things like that seem to do such a thriving business? It's because one man's junk is another man's treasure. And the thing is that the man that bought it as a treasure initially, he paid more for it than he's going to get for it when he sells it as junk or when he trades it off. And then somebody's willing to pay even more for it again. Why? Because of the fact that it has a particular value. It's been given a value. Sometimes that value is by culture. Sometimes that value is by the media. Sometimes that value is by a whole bunch of different things. But the perception is that it has a certain value, and they're willing to pay for it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, your time has a value. Your efforts have a value. If you didn't, your employer would not pay you a salary or would not be willing to work with you or not be willing to adjust their rules, regulations, and stipulations to keep you in some cases if they considered you to be an employee of some value. They're not really making an adjustment for you, ladies and gentlemen. They're making an adjustment because they still feel as though there's some more to get out of you. There's some more that they can still win by allowing you to stay and be a member of their team. Again, opportunity often appears in different forms, and forms sometimes come in different directions than the ones that we expected. That is one of the tricks of opportunity. opportunity has a sly habit of slipping in the back door and often coming disguised as some form or in misfortune or temporary defeat. Perhaps this is why so many people don't recognize opportunity when it's in front of them. Are you one of those people? Are you getting tons of opportunities, but you're missing them because you're so focused, your vision is so myopic because you're looking at the problem and not looking at the other solutions that may be presenting themselves around you? Again, are you winning or are you losing? Are you moving forward in your life or are you not moving forward in your life? We're going to take some callers or take a caller in a couple of minutes, but I just want to hit on a couple of points before I do take the caller. The call for this call, or excuse me, for this particular talk, do you really want to win? That's something that you need to ask yourself. Are you ready to win? Some people say they want to win, but they're really not ready to win. They're really not ready to do the things that they need to do to move on with their lives and to prosper. Are you willing to burn your ships? Do you have that burning desire? What opportunities have you let pass you by? What have you learned from those missed opportunities, and what corrections do you think you want to make? Today is now, and action is required. Positive action is going to get you where you need to get. Also remembering that a lot of times if you continue to stay around the same people that do the same negative things, you're going to get the same type of negative results. If you're looking for success, then you need to associate yourself with success. And again, associating yourself with success isn't necessarily you finding a whole bunch of successful people. Again, there are mentors all around you. There are good examples all around you. We need to stop looking at the news and start gravitating towards some of those positive influences that are going to help us, because you can do it. Great things have come from very humble beginnings. Back to the demand. You need to acquire new things or better ways to do things. Again, if you have a bad habit, I'm not telling you to get rid of that bad habit. What I'm telling you is to find a good habit and put that good habit into practice. That good habit will start to replace that bad habit because we want to do better. We want to move forward. We want to do the things that we need to do. You must be patient. However, you must have a definite purpose. A definite purpose and knowledge of what you want to do and what you want, and a burning desire to possess it. This change will help you, and it's also helped to change the world. It's those people that have decided that they are going to do the right thing and do it consistently that have changed our world. The practical dreamers are those who have made a pattern. And they're the pattern makers of our lives and also the pattern makers of our civilization. So if you're looking to have a better world, if you're looking to get more out of life, then these are some of the things that you need to do to bring this oneness into your life, to bring this wholeness into your life, and in order for you to feel fulfilled. Now, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller. Hello, we have a caller.
Hello, my name is Salahuddin from New York City.
Hello, sir. I've actually... your show and
yes.
Some of your stuff is pretty interesting. I actually liked it. I even think I made a comment once.
Yes, you did. I just wanted to thank you for that comment. Very kind, and I very much appreciate your show also. Yes. And regarding, perhaps if I may make a quick comment, you're so much as or pretty much like a Les Brown or a Tim Robbins, relative to motivational speaking, that there was in Africa, there were the African warriors would, when they engaged in battle, they would tie their ankles and they would be on their knees shooting their bow and arrow, take it out of their quiver and shoot their bows and arrows, their arrows from their bows. And when they were overtaken, they couldn't run. So that, when you say not so, you can't beat a path of retreat, to really commit yourself. Malcolm X said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And it's very important to live a life of conviction, a life of meaning. There was a book written by Viktor Frankl. He said, Man's Search for Meaning. Perhaps you read it. There's a lot of motivational books, a lot of motivational guidelines that we can pursue, that will help us to embark upon a path of success. And that's also success, I believe, is also, it can be very subjective. And I really want to thank you for, you know, your motivational, your eye-opener, because I think it's very helpful and is necessary for people. Perhaps you don't have the wherewithal, perhaps you don't have lost belief in themselves. And one thing you did say about that, those tapes, and they say those negative narratives that we have in our heads, most people, is Abraham Maslow, he studied, instead of pathology and psychotherapy, he studied mental health, and he came up with the concept of self-actualization. So in terms of, as you said, it's not about focusing on the mess, but the message. You know, so that's, I think, that what you're doing is that you're telling people the glass is not half empty. There's a strengths perspective in psychotherapy, where the psychotherapist seeks to maximize, you know, accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. And I think that you're really right on course. I very much appreciate your show. I've listened
Thank
before.
Thank you very much. Well, you know what it is,
Thank
too.
You. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it one day, and I came to the conclusion that you've got the people that think the glass is half empty, you've got the people that think the glass is half full, and then you've got the people that think, somebody drank out of this glass, I'm not putting my mouth on it. And I was like, you know, it was an interesting little tidbit of epiphany that came to me one day, and I was thinking, that is crazy. But it's just amazing, all of the negativity that we get that's all around us, and how people, it's like it's a magnet. You know, they don't realize that it's a negative force, not a positive force, and they cling to it so desperately. You know, it's like if they didn't have that, they wouldn't have anything. And, you know, it's like, yeah, I live in a house where I probably have like 6-7 TVs in here, but I don't watch them, you know, and I don't watch them because it's negative, and I just don't want to hear it. You know, it's just like the news. All I want to know is, what's the traffic like? What's the weather like? And they can go off. All right? You know, I mean, even some of our mobile media, multimedia stuff that we look at, you know, when you look at, like, your Facebook, your Facebook, that's usually got all types of crazy stuff in it, but you look at your Facebook, you look at your AOL, you look at your Yahoo and stuff like that, what's the first thing that's up there? It's always some negative news, you know, some negative Ned or negative Nelly trying to throw some trash in my head to try to, you know, it's in a weird kind of way, it's kind of like non-color-based slavery. Because of the fact that it's like the man trying to pull you down, and it's just crazy. And like you were saying earlier, in the African-American community, it's become so toxic throughout history that it's just amazing. I mean, it's amazing how the different people have taken it, or that 1%, 3% have taken it, and they've molded it in. And most of us live so much on fear. I mean, every day you get up, think about it, you're bombarded by fear. You need to get Geico. Why? Because when you have an accident, you know, well, you need to get this, but you need to get ADT because somebody's going to break into your house. You need to get life insurance. Why? Because you're going to die. And, okay, you are. You can't get around that one. But the fact is that we're constantly bombarded by fear, you know, in our jobs, in our occupations. Think about it. We're basically controlled by fear, and most of us need to let that go. And the other thing that I want to say, especially since I have you on the phone, is a lot of us don't realize that no matter what our color, and even with our color, we're brothers and sisters, and nobody has to really lose for all of us to win. But we're all so wrapped up in trying to make sure that that person doesn't have this and this person doesn't have that, that it's just amazing. Have any thoughts on that?
Sure, but perhaps you read a book by Covey. It was called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He was was pretty famous and was a bestseller in the 90s. And
yes,
in the book, you remember that. And he talked about win-win dynamic. We're living by a win-lose dynamic, I think. And so, as you said, that's a primitive perception. And there really is enough to go around. And instead of that Darwinian sense of survival of the fittest and the win-lose dynamic, it really is about collaboration, and we can create a positive synergism by doing so. And you made a comment before, and I mean, some of the slogans that I use is affirmations, like if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. So as you said, about thinking out of the box, thinking, because there's a lot beyond our own perception, and a lot of what we think is not really ours, either subliminally or it was passed down to us in our culture, as you said. You know, it's something that was told to us. That narrative can be changed. We can't erase it, but by creating new memories and engaging with new people, we can begin to be transformed. There's another saying that you may not be able to think your way into good behavior, but you can behave your way into good thinking. That's behavioral psychology, but it's very true. So, yeah, you know, I think you're really right on course.
Well, thank you. And that comment about me being Les Brown and Anthony Robbins, that's a serious compliment. Okay? Well, hopefully one day I can make that kind of money. Because as you know, on Blog Talk, you know, we're speaking and hoping that we're leading people, but sometimes we have to be careful because sometimes we may just be taking a walk.
That's a good one, yes.
It's
but
crazy.
I just want to say this too. Yours is one of the few shows, unfortunately, as you made a comment, and we're not bashing the black community. You know, I've spoken about in my show about racism, white supremacy. But a lot of that is not. Martin Luther King said, "Nobody can have their foot on the neck if you're standing up." So we have to stand up, not just against anyone. It's really standing up for what's right, for morality.
Right. Well, it's just like was it Malcolm X? I think it was either Malcolm X or Louis Farrakhan had made a statement a long time ago. I think it was Malcolm X, and he was talking about the definition of a racist. And he said, if I play the piano and I'm a great piano player, what am I called? A pianist. He said, if I'm a great singer and I sing great songs and ballads, what am I? He said, I'm a virtuosist. He said, if I create chemicals and potions that cure the masses and cure the world, what am I? A chemist. He said, if I'm for the upbringing and the power and belief of my people, what am I? He said, I'm a racist. He said, so doesn't that put a different spin on that word?
Exactly. It becomes almost semantics and plays on words. And as you said, there is an ontological argument. There is an overarching truth aside from subjective experience. And I think our goal should be to really to pursue truth. There's no black truth, there's no white truth, there's no male truth, there's no female truth. There is truth, and there are people who, even if we haven't met them, because they're pursuing the truth, we severally and individually can come to that truth, and then after we've done it on our own, oftentimes we can coalesce and create something very positive. But we have to do the work individually first.
Yes.
Nobody can put the truth inside of us. We have it in there somewhere. But as you said, that narrative, you know, we have to create new tapes, definitely.
Yes, and it's just sometimes it's just really heart-wrenching. Like I said, you know, I do a number of different things. Blog Talk was actually just something I did to see how it would work out, and I ended up with like 5,000 listeners, and that kind of threw me.
You're doing something right.
Evidently. Well, hey, I got you. You just gave me all types of praise. That's free advertisement.
Well, you know, this is your energy. And I just want to say, too, very quickly, when you said about the things in our culture, so-called black American culture, you know, such as people who are rationalizing the N-word, that word has a certain energy in and of itself. And the use of it to embrace that word, it says a lot about the people who are using it. You know, they reflect on where it comes from, how it's being used. We need to reflect on, as you said, be more introspective about what we're doing. Things have been passed to us in a toxic environment, and sometimes we take it for granted. But to recreate ourselves, we really need to explore the whys and wherefores so that we can come out from under. Because, as you said, a lot of what we're in is now of our own doing. It's become self-perpetuating. Even though it's just become self-perpetuating. So as you said, I really agree. We really need to do some self-analysis and then some real application of some new principles and guidelines to live by.
You're absolutely right. Well, it's just about the end of my show, and I truly appreciate the fact that you were kind enough to share some of your comments, knowledge, belief, and all of the above with us. And I'm going to try to do my best to keep in touch.
Please.
So that we can maybe do some other stuff together.
Can I give you my email address?
Thank you very much. You have a great day, my brother.
Okay, you too. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just want to sign off and say thank you for listening, and we hope, as always, that the Zurian Show has brought you the information that you were looking for and that we were helpful. Take care and be well. Today is now.